Idaho Democrats unveiled their proposals to tackle steadily rising property taxes across the state. James Dawson has this look.
State Senator Grant Burgoyne, a Boise Democrat, characterized the group's slate of bills this way.
On property tax, we need to kind of swing big here. We need to have a tax that is fair. And right now, the tax is not fair.
One of the three proposals would tie residential property tax exemptions to the rise and fall of each county's housing market going back to 2017. It's currently capped at $100,000. Another would boost the amount of property tax forgiven for low-income seniors, some veterans, and those with disabilities. The third would end a certain tax exemption for businesses that spend more than $1 billion on new facilities. Republicans have backed ideas to bring greater transparency to local budgets, as well as implementing budget and savings caps on city and county governments. Democratic Representative Lauren Necachea says such caps could reduce funding for critical programs like police and fire departments.
So for the state to come in and force cuts to these services takes away local control.
State lawmakers will kick off the 2021 session next week. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.